Chapter 39. Transitory world, it seldom lasts long. And really, if in the ingenuousness of youth, you open your heart so readily on the subject, I am afraid your career will be an extremely short one. Apostrophe, how's this? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Hugh. What do you talk of, master? Who was it set me on? Apostrophe, apostrophe, who? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Chester, wheeling sharply round, and looking full at him for the first time. I didn't hear you. Who was it? Apostrophe, Hugh faltered, and muttered something which was not audible. Who was it? I am curious to know, apostrophe, said Mr. Chester, with surpassing affability. Some rustic beauty, perhaps? But be cautious, my good friend. They are not always to be trusted. Do take my advice now, and be careful of yourself. Apostrophe, with these words he turned to the glass again, and went on with his toilet. Hugh would have answered him that he, the questioner himself, had set him on, but the words stuck in his throat. The consummate art with which his patron had led him to this point, and managed the whole conversation, perfectly baffled him. He did not doubt that, if he had made the retort which was on his lips, when Mr. Chester turned round, and questioned him so keenly, he would straightway have given him into custody, and had him dragged before a justice with the stolen property upon him, in which case it was as certain he would have been hung as it was that he had been born. The ascendancy which it was the purpose of the man of the world to establish over this savage instrument was gained from that time. Hugh's submission was complete. He dreaded him beyond description, and felt that accident and artifice had spun a web about him, which at a touch from such a master hand as his, would bind him to the gallows. With these thoughts passing through his mind, and yet wondering at the very same time, how he who came there rioting in the confidence of this man, as he thought, should be so soon and so thoroughly subdued, Hugh stood cowering before him, regarding him uneasily from time to time, while he finished dressing. When he had done so, he took up the letter, broke the seal, and throwing himself back in his chair, read it leisurely through. Very neatly worded, upon my life. Quite a woman's letter, full of what people call tenderness, and disinterestedness, and heart, and all that sort of thing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, as he spoke, he twisted it up, and glancing lazily round at Hugh, as though he would say, you see this? Apostrophe, apostrophe, held it in the flame of the candle. When it was in a full blaze, he tossed it into the grate, and there it smoldered away. It was directed to my son, apostrophe, he said, turning to Hugh, and you did quite right to bring it here. I opened it on my own responsibility, and you see what I have done with it. Take this, for your trouble. Apostrophe, you stepped forward, to receive the piece of money he held out to him. As he put it in his hand, he added, if you should happen to find anything else of this sort, or to pick up any kind of information you may think I would like to have, bring it here, will you, my good fellow? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this was said with a smile which implied, or you thought it did, fail to do so at your peril. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he answered that he would. And don't, apostrophe, said his patron, with an air of the very kindest patronage, don't be at all downcast or uneasy respecting that little rashness we have been speaking of. Your neck is as safe in my hands, my good fellow, as though a baby's fingers clasped it, I assure you. Take another glass. You are quieter now. Apostrophe, Hugh accepted it from his hand, and looking stealthily at his smiling face, drank the contents in silence. Don't you, ha, ha. Don't you drink to the drink anymore? Apostrophe, said Mr. Chester, in his most winning manner. To you, sir, apostrophe, was the sullen answer, with something approaching to a bow. I drink to you. Apostrophe, thank you. God bless you. By the by, what is your name, my good soul? You are called Hugh, I know, of course, your other name? Apostrophe, I have no other name. Apostrophe, a very strange fellow. Do you mean, that you never knew one, or that you don't choose to tell it? Which? Apostrophe, I'd tell it if I could. Apostrophe, said Hugh, quickly. I can't. I have been always called Hugh, nothing more. I never knew, nor saw, nor thought about a father, and I was a boy of six that's not very old, when they hung my mother up at Tyburn for a couple of thousand men to stare at. They might have let her live. She was poor enough. Apostrophe, how very sad. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed his patron, with a condescending smile. I have no doubt she was an exceedingly fine woman. Apostrophe, you see that dog of mine? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Hugh, abruptly. Faithful, I dare say? Apostrophe, apostrophe, rejoined his patron, looking at him through his glass, and immensely clever? Virtuous and gifted animals, whether man or beast, always are so very hideous. Apostrophe, such a dog as that, and one of the same breed, was the only living thing except me that howled that day, apostrophe, said Hugh. Out of the 2,000 odd there was a larger crowd for its being a woman the dog, and I alone had any pity. If he'd have been a man, he'd have been glad to be quit of her, for she had been forced to keep him lean and half-starved. But being a dog, and not having a man's sense, he was sorry. Apostrophe, it was dull of the brute, certainly, apostrophe, said Mr. Chester, and very like a brute. Apostrophe, Hugh made no rejoinder, but whistling to his dog, who sprung up at the sound, and came jumping and sporting about him, bade his sympathizing friend good night. Good night, he returned. Remember, you're safe with me, quite safe. So long as you deserve it, my good fellow, as I hope you always will, you have a friend in me, on whose silence you may rely. Now do be careful of yourself. Pray do, and consider what jeopardy you might have stood in. Good night. Bless you. Apostrophe, you truckled before the hidden meaning of these words as much as such a being could, and crept out of the door so submissively and subserviently with an air, in short, so different from that with which he had entered, that his patron on being left alone, smiled more than ever. And yet, apostrophe, he said, as he took a pinch of snuff, I do not like their having hanged his mother. The fellow has a fine eye, and I am sure she was handsome. But very probably she was coarse red-nosed perhaps, and had clumsy feet. Aye, it was all for the best, no doubt. Apostrophe, with this comforting reflection, he put on his coat, took a farewell glance at the glass, and summoned his man, who promptly attended, followed by a chair and its two bearers. Foe! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Chester. The very atmosphere that centaur has breathed seems tainted with the cart and ladder. Here, peek. Bring some scent and sprinkle the floor, and take away the chair he sat upon, and air it, and dash a little of that mixture upon me. I am stifled. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the man obeyed. And the room and its master being both purified, nothing remained for Mr. Chester but to demand his hat, to fold it jauntily under his arm, to take his seat in the chair, and be carried off, humming a fashionable tune. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.